Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello there, and welcome to Crime Fighters, Drugs to Cure, Drugs to Kill, by Mukoma Wangugi. This is the fifth episode. It all boils over. The name of the pharmacist Mary Jane came up during the investigations into Peter's death. But when the detectives went to interrogate her, all hell broke loose.
The gunfight at the pharmacy was unlike anything I'd ever experienced before. Our enemies had the element of surprise and the advantage of overwhelming firepower. If it weren't for Chokbank and Salamisha, I wouldn't have survived. When they dropped me off at Mary Jane's, they saw a van pull up, but didn't think much of it at first. It was only about a minute later that Chokbank remembered seeing the same van near Malinya's house. So they drove back and saved our lives. Chokbank was wounded, but Salamisha miraculously escaped. Amidst all the gunfire, I heard her fire three single disciplined shots, and then all was quiet. She had killed them all. Meanwhile, Mary Jane had managed to call the ambulance from a hiding place in the back of the pharmacy.
Will Chokbank be okay?
We need to get him to hospital, right now.
I'm sorry.
Shh, don't talk. Save your strength. You're going to be okay.
Sorry.
I have to go.
No.
I have to go now. You know how it is. This is to be.
No, my brother, please, just hold on. We knew by now that Peter's death was somehow connected to our country's wealthy, powerful and corrupt elite. With Chokbank wounded, Salamisha and I were the only ones left on the case. We wanted to continue my conversation with Mary Jane, which had been interrupted by the gunman. We were still at the pharmacy when my phone rang. I knew already what I was about to hear. Salamisha, that was the hospital. Chokbank is a...
He didn't make it.
No. Our brother is dead. My God. Those are words I never thought I'd have to say. My brother, our brother, is dead.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. No. I refuse to cry. I'll get revenge instead. Let's make Chokbank's death count for something, Kalumba. We'll get them all. Not just the assassin who pulled the trigger. We'll get the forces behind them too. From the one selling fake medicine in the street for 10 Ketagu shillings to the one living in a mansion on other people's false hopes.
You and I, Salamisha, we'll go wherever this case leads us. We'll see it through right to the end. It was time to take stock. This is what we had so far. Peter was dead. Our first lead in the case, Fuma, was dead too, and his assassins were killed in a shootout with Salamisha and Chokbank. Now my fellow detective Chokbank, who was like a brother to me, was dead as well. Everyone involved in the case was in some way suspicious. Baba Peter, the preacher man, Mary Jane, Dr. Kamkuta and his brother Malinya, the healer Lamatu, pretty much everyone we'd come across was potentially guilty. It was time to start thinking about who looked more guilty than the others. I wanted to get the people behind the people who killed Chokbank. Mary Jane was beautiful. She was obviously intelligent. But was she dangerous?
Okay, detectives. What do you want to know?
What did you mean when you said our lives are over? It's already true for Chokbank. He was like a brother to me and he's just been murdered by those beasts. I intend to get them and in order to do that, I'll trample on anyone who stands in my way. Do you understand me?
The loss of your friend does not give you the right to threaten me. Do you understand me?
I just don't want you to have any illusions. You seem to be a straight-talking woman, Mary Jane, so I'm going to be perfectly straight with you. A young man is dead. The manner of his death suggests that the killer had some knowledge of medicine, in particular how to mix medicines in the right proportions and how to prepare cyanide capsules. You are a pharmacist and your name has come up in our investigation. So once again, what did you mean when you said I'd walk in a giant?
I meant that you have angered some very dangerous beasts. Beasts that are hungry for power and money. Peter did the same, and now he's dead.
So you knew Peter?
Yes, I did. I knew him very well. I prepared his prescriptions. But he was also my boyfriend.
So how come his parents knew nothing about you?
Why do you think? Which is harder to overcome in this country? Differences of ethnicity or of class? I've done well for myself, as you can see. But I come from a very poor village. They wouldn't have wanted their son to marry a village girl. To them, I was his plaything, not his girlfriend. He told them we'd broken up, but we were still seeing each other, secretly. You know what was worst of all? I couldn't even attend his funeral. I couldn't say goodbye to the love of my life.
Then you want justice too. Tell us everything you know and I'll make sure they pay for the suffering they've caused.
Revenge? No, that's not for me. If I help you, it will be so that others don't suffer as well.
That's good enough for me. Please, Mary Jane, start from the beginning.
You know about the drugs?
Which drugs?
Counterfeit medicines. All kinds. It's a multi-billion dollar industry all over the world, especially where people are poor and desperate. Do you know what they say? 10 Ketagu shillings from 1 million poor people makes one millionaire. Fake antibiotics, fake antivirals, cough syrups watered down so that they still taste like medicine.
Are you involved?
Do I look like I have a billion Ketagu shillings in my Swiss bank account? Besides, those fake drugs are bad for my pharmacy. What happened was this. I was approached by drug dealers and I turned them down. My mistake was telling Peter. He wanted to find out more. He said that with his money and power, he'd make sure they'd never bothered me again.
Do you have any leads for us? Where do we start?
Over 30% of the medicines sold in this country are fake. Most people don't even know you're supposed to have a prescription note from the doctor and that you need to take it to a licensed pharmacy. As for where they're coming from, for a supply like that, you'd have to look to the Ministry of Health. That much I know. And when you get there, start at the top.
You have a point. That amount of money certainly isn't ending up in the hands of the little people. It's the little people who are doing the dying.
Are we done? If that's it, all I can say is I hope I never have to see you again. Not under this sort of circumstances.
I can assure you, madam, that the feeling is mutual.
Well, the only thing that will keep you safe from us is the truth. We are going to get the people behind Chokbank's death and Peter's.
A lot has been going on, but the detectives are staying focused. Join us again next time to find out where the story leads. You can listen to this episode again on our website, dw.com/crimefighters. And you can always visit us on Facebook. Bye for now.